I have a cremation situation. We're going to watch your cremation stories today. A lot of fun Friday topic there. Call now. So my dad has a friend who's a pilot, and his brother passed away. So they had him cremated. So naturally, the family was like, here's what we need to do. Let's all load up in a plane.
They're going to dump his ashes from like 10,000 feet.
Fly us up in the air over the beautiful Colorado mountains, which he loved. Huh. And we're going to dump the brother out the plane.
Is that legal, by the way?
Don't know. I have no idea. Probably not. I would imagine not. But I guess if you're in some remote area and nobody knows about it, dump away.
Well, it's not
who's
like somebody's
going to
catch you.
It's not like somebody's going to go on the radio and talk about it. So they didn't really think this through, and they got up there about 10,000 feet, and one of those had, you know, like propellers going.
Prop plane.
Cracked the window open and put the urn there out the window and did a little tip to it, not accounting for the backdraft of the air coming into the plane, just thinking gravity would take hold, and sure enough, into the plane came brother Ben.
A lot of
going on. Completely doused the inside of the plane with the cremation remains. Covered everything. So when you go to dump your family's remains, think it through just a little bit.
That is so similar to, there was a video that I saw of a family that took, you know, their grandpa or uncle, whatever, up on one of those cliffs. This was in Europe, but it was a cliff overlooking the ocean.
Yep.
And his wishes had always been to be, you know, thrown off the cliff. And they did it was the exact same thing where they didn't plan on it. And as they, you know, they did everybody was very solemn, you know, and they're holding hands.
Said a prayer.
And their heads are bowed. And then they take, and they go to throw his ashes. And at that time, a gust of wind comes off the ocean, blows all the ashes back into their faces and in their mouths.
I just ate a little bit of grandpa.
Right. A couple people were choking, and it's like, got to allow for Mother Nature. So, if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know we take every opportunity to turn this around and say, hey.
Where do you want to be dumped?
What about you? Here's Milena. Hi, Milena. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Where do you want to be dumped, or do you have a story?
I have a story.
Okay.
I'm not sure where I want to be dumped, but my grandma had quite a bit of bad dementia near the end of her time, and she, in one conversation, just randomly stated that she wanted to be dumped in Olive Garden. Because that was her favorite restaurant.
Oh, I love that.
The OG.
Right into the Alfredo sauce.
Yeah.
Why not?
We never got the opportunity to do so, but but that's what she stated that she wanted to.
In the Olive Garden.
What a great marketing thing for Olive Garden to have, you know,
think
like
about
an urn in there.
Right.
It's grandma's favorite place.
Yeah, they put it on a shelf.
It's a great marketing
She,
angle.
You know, wrote, what was your grandma's name?
Pat,
you know, Pat loved the OG so much she wanted to be with us forever.
Put her up on a little shelf with a little spotlight on it.
Oh.
Put a little breadstick next to it.
You know, it's not too late. You could reach out to Olive Garden. They might be all over this.
Shut up, Chris.
They might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a great day.
I'd have to convince my family to let her go to Olive Garden.
At least part of her. I mean,
don't tell your family not to be so puckered.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Debbie. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
What can you tell us?
I can tell you, I've been thinking about this since I saw the post last night on Facebook. So I decided I want to be buried in all my friends and family's rose gardens so that I can be a thorn in their side forever.
I see what you did there. Oh, Debbie.
You're such a little
kidder. Might be great fertilizer, really, for the roses.
What? True. Yeah. You know, I am so sweet.
Debbie.
You have a fun weekend, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thanks for being on the show. Wait a minute. Jeremy always makes up the name Chip. Is this a real Chip?
It's my go-to name.
It truly is.
A real Chip!
I don't believe it. Wait a minute. What name is on your birth certificate?
Lewis. L-O-U-I-S.
Why do you go by Chip?
I don't know. That's what I grew up with. My parents called me.
Fair enough. All right, so what do you have for me?
So I told Jeremy a couple weeks ago, I read in the Wall Street Journal about reef balls. Have you guys read about this?
About no. what?
Reef balls.
What are reef balls?
That's my nickname in high school.
So you get cremated, and they mix your ashes and a bunch of other people's ashes up with concrete. And then they mount that ball to the bottom of the ocean where the reefs are distressed to try and get the reefs to grow back. And, you know, if you've got siblings or you've got children who died, they can come down and visit you while you're down there.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So it kind of like creates a framework for the coral. Is that what you're saying?
Growing. Yeah, for replenishing the reefs.
It's pretty good. Darn. Yeah.
I've seen another one where they
at $7,000 to $8,000.
Huh.
Oh, that seems expensive. Yeah. I've seen another one where they like encapsulate you in dirt as well and put like an evergreen seed in it, and then you plant it and you turn into an evergreen tree.
Mm.
So that one's kind of similar.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yep.
I like it, Chip. Thank you for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
Chip.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. Here's Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys.
So what do you got?
I want to be cremated, and I want to be put in Mickey Mouse's ears at Disneyland.
Is that possible?
Like in the costume?
No, in the actual flower bed at the front when you enter into the...
Oh, yeah.
Where he's holding Walt's hand?
Yeah, there's a statue.
Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Why his ears?
It doesn't matter.
They're iconic.
His ears, the rest of him. That's usually the only thing that I really see when I walk into the park, unless I go into Toontown and go see his little house. I could be put there as well, but my neighbor wants to do it because everybody else in my family is afraid that they'll get thrown in jail.
Mm.
But it's a statue. I mean, you're just going to dump it on the statue. You're not going
to
really
drill a hole.
There's a flower garden behind the statue.
Yeah,
right?
But she wants to be in Mickey's ears.
Yep, just got his ears. It's shaped in his ears, and there's
flowers.
Oh,
the flower bed's shaped as his ears.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to be in the statue. Before you go to Toontown.
I got to ask you something. Are you that person, if I walked into your house, Michelle, you would have all sorts of little Disney figurines everywhere?
I have Mickey Mouse everywhere in my house.
Oh,
yes,
boy.
I do.
What right. I thought.
Are you single by chance?
No, I'm not. I've been married for 20 years, and my husband is, like, not jealous because I knew him before I knew my husband. So.
Is he into it, your hubby? Is he into all that?
No. No, he's not. I mean, he understands, but no, he's got a lot of donkey stuff around our house.
like hee-haw? Like.
What an ass.
Hey, you're as bad as the Rose Lady.
Listen, Michelle, you have a great day.
You guys as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have you guys seen the TLC show called My Strange Addiction?
Yeah, I've watched a couple episodes.
Please look up the episode today where the lady has an addiction to eating her husband's ashes.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you right
now. How can
he
be addicted to that? Because after a while, they'd be gone.
I know, and that was part of the premise of the story, was she was worried that she's going to eventually run out.
She's parceling them out.
But every day, she like licks her fingers, puts them into the ashes, and then puts them in her mouth.
Oh, gosh.
I encourage everybody to watch that today.
I don't need to watch it.
Please
now you've
watch
told me
it.
About it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even handle it. That's trauma.
What would that taste like?
I don't know, Dom. Ashes?
Chicken.
It's got to have a different, like, it wouldn't be like
musk.
It wouldn't be like a campfire ash. It'd have to have a different taste.
It'd
to
have
it.
To have like a, yeah, like a jerky
For
flavor
all we
to it.
Know, it tastes great and everybody's just grossed out, but you could
she
try
might be
it
onto
once
something.
And say, I mean, oh my God. All right. So where do you guys want to be?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe up somewhere like by Red Rocks because I love it up there and
Good
I love
call.
Running the stairs and stuff. And. Maybe
yeah,
there.
And that's where mine's boring to most people, but because I go all the time and I love it so much, and I think it's iconic Colorado, I hike it all the time, I think I'm going to have a big part of me scattered at Castlewood Canyon.
It's a great spot.
Because
sure.
I'm there all the time, and there's all sorts of different ecosystems there. You got the little Cherry Creek, you know, that goes along there, some there, then there's the rim up top where all the views are.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. And then you've got like forest area.
Mm-hmm.
Sprinkle me all along that whole loop. It's like a 4.25-mile loop. Put me there.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to put you in a toilet at Barnes & Noble.
Right
I always like it there. So.